hit with a costly voter mandate to decrease class sizes in public schools, Florida officials have sought ways to save money. Lowering high school graduation requirements was one idea adopted by lawmakers. As Florida high school graduates prepare to put on their caps and gowns, a number of 11th graders will be among them. From member station WUSF in Tampa, Bobby O'Brien reports.
Jordan Bruning rises before dawn every morning to feed and groom her horses before heading to high school. A learning disability made academic work difficult for her, yet the petite sophomore has passing grades and is looking forward to spending her future in the saddle instead of the classroom.
I don't really feel that I need to go to college because, you know, it's not what my heart is set on. My heart is set on to train horses, and that's what I've always wanted to do.
Thanks to Florida's accelerated graduation, Bruning will be eligible to earn her high school diploma next year at the end of her junior year. She signed up for the fast-track diploma because she sees no need to hang around.
I'd rather be at home, and I don't care about my senior year, about the senior things that they have going on. I mean, I don't really care about it. It's not my thing.
An estimated 4,000 Florida teenagers intend to take advantage of the law that allows students to graduate with only 18 high school credits instead of 24 credits if they maintain a C average, fulfill course requirements, and pass the state achievement test. The accelerated graduation is intended to reduce class sizes by moving students more quickly through high school. It requires only core academic courses. State Representative Joe Pickens is co-author of the law and a local school board attorney.
I favor it because I think there is some segment of the student population that is ready to move on before their senior year. They're socially mature, academically mature, usually physically mature. And they have a goal and a plan in mind, and they are stifled from going ahead and endeavoring into that simply because they've got to pick up six more credits.
The superintendent of Florida's third largest school district, which includes Tampa, Dr. Earl Leonard, says early graduation can benefit select students, but Dr. Leonard objects to cleaning out classes just to reduce class size.
Remember now, we're talking about youngsters 17, 18 years old. And sometimes my experience and observation has indicated to me sometimes youngsters may academically be prepared for college, but they're not as mature as we would like for them to be successful.
So far, there is no evidence of any drastic reduction in class sizes or increase in savings. But the 18-credit diploma is only in its first year, and it's too early to measure results. However, initial rolls show that a majority of the students signed up for Florida's fast-track diploma are not university-bound, which concerns some lawmakers who designed the option with college prep students in mind. In addition to social issues, there are also academic concerns about the 18-credit diploma. One, according to East Bay High School history teacher Dale Huber, deals with admissions to colleges outside of Florida.
What they also didn't consider was, the college is really going to accept that. They can force the Florida colleges to accept it. They can't force the Ivy League or the SEC or the ACC as a whole. They can't force them to accept those credits.
Another academic concern is that a student can graduate without ever having studied American history or government. The student must take three social science credits. However, the courses aren't specified. Tampa Congressman Jim Davis says government and American history should not be optional.
Right now, to become a United States citizen, you have to pass a test that demonstrates knowledge of American government and American history. However, in the state of Florida, you can get a high school diploma without demonstrating any knowledge of either of those subjects. I find that inexcusable and something that needs to be fixed immediately.
Florida lawmakers are currently looking at amending the law to require American history, government, and possibly a higher grade point average. For NPR News, I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.